This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hey, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But he's clear here. It's not by any works that you have done, as Titus chapter 3, 5, not by works of righteousness which you have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. We must come by Christ. Jesus made it clear in John chapter 10, verse 9. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastures. There's only one way to heaven. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You must believe. Now, what is the work of God? Here it is. Well, I want you to get this scripture down. John chapter 6, verse 29, and we're wrapping. John chapter 6, verse 29. Jesus answered, when he comes back with a reply, you better pay attention. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God. Pay attention, he's about to give it to you. That ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Wow. So what is the work of God? Not going around here doing all this busy stuff, busy, busy. The work of God is that you believe on Jesus Christ. This is why people get so confused. Doing all these works, you see in verse 22, Matthew 7, 22, they say, Lord, haven't I done this? Haven't I done that? Haven't I done that? They did not do the first work, and that was believing on the Son. I want to be clear, if I'm not clear about anything. Nothing you do or doing going to get you into heaven. Jesus Christ is the only way. And you must believe in Him. That is the work He told you to do. It will produce the fruit of the Spirit that we talked about last week. You must believe. Luke chapter 6, 45 says this, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. What is your mouth speaking? Are you still tearing people down? Are you still using profanity? What is coming out of your mouth? Or are you preaching or teaching or saying the words of life? For out of the heart, for the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So the question is very simple today. Have you received Christ? Do you know Him? He is very clear. He wants you to know Him. You must believe in the Son in order to be saved. And that is the work that God told us to do. Simply believing on His Son. And then Romans 10:9 gives us an affirmation that we can make. But it's clear. You must believe with the heart. Romans 10:9 says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You can say a prayer and confirm it, but it must have taken place in the heart. You can say a prayer such as your own, or I could lead you. Here's the prayer that I use, and you can claim it as your own. Dear God, I come down confessing I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died, was buried on the third day, rose from the grave with all power. I accept Him now to my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you've done that, we would love to hear from you at Minutes of Truth so we can send you some more information. And remember, some come a-knocking, but they can't come in.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.